last Thursday was a real shock, and I and many others didn't see it coming, despite the evidence staring us in the face. The Queen, seen greeting her 15th new Prime Minister on Tuesday, was extremely frail, and despite her radiant smile, was obviously struggling physically. I was far more emotional about her passing than I'd imagined, and felt that a part of our national fabric had been torn away, diminishing our nation and our country. I was about to give a speech in Watford, but the news came through. So with grief visible all around, we had a 2-minute silence, said a prayer, and I suggested we went home to be with our families. It was and will be remembered as a sad day, and we won't forget where we were or what we were doing. But reflecting now, a few days later, I feel that the new king has struck just the right note of continuity, warmth, and genuine love and affection for his mother and our country. He comes across as someone the nation can take to, and perhaps, just perhaps, the new king, with a new government, not trying to be controversial, can give the nation a lift, now and in the coming months, which we know could be so difficult for many. So we, as the king and the royal family, grieve for a monarch of all our lifetime, or most of our lifetime. We look forward to an era to move on and build a new spirit for our 21st century country. My personal memories of the Queen are relatively few. I was at the county show in Shropshire during the Silver Jubilee when a policeman threw a rope in front of us and stopped us to allow the Queen to walk by. This is close. I was 12 and probably thought that would happen everywhere that I went. But actually, it was nearly 40 years later that I was in, that I met the Queen at the Lister Hospital, where it was opening a new wing. She wasn't having any on. The smell of the new paint, as always, a vibrant crowd, and a nervous, almost silent welcoming party. This very tiny lady stood before us, looking a little bit lost, and probably thinking she'd like a cup of tea and or needing Paddington Bear. I thought how lonely she would. That sums up Her Majesty carrying out her duties, turning up hundreds of times a year to heap praise and her presence on projects up and down the land. From the start to the very end, she carried a steadfast view of selfless duty, and we loved her for it. Even after Prince Philip died, after COVID, she returned to her duties and carried on. I am optimistic Charles, King Charles, will in his way forge his path of duty no less sincere than our late Queen. The proclamation last Sunday was a triumph, and I want to pass my personal thanks to all those staff who made it happen, who on top of everything else they were doing, I think the Chief Executive will describe our organisation as running hot. They delivered the most amazing and perfect event for us to proclaim the new king of the country. And if you indulge me, I'd just like to read the poem by Simon Armitage, the poet laureate, which was to the Queen called Elizabeth, Elizabeth. And for those of you who don't know, you'll probably guess as you listen to this, that each line starts with the letter of her name. Evening will come, however determined the late afternoon. Lines and oaks in their last green flush, pearled in September mist. I've conjured a lily to light these hours, a token of thanks. Zones and auras of soft glare framing the brilliant globes. A promise made and kept for life, that was your gift. Because of which, here is a gift in return. Glove work to some. Each shining bonnet guarded by stern lance-like leaves, the country loaded itself, its whole self into your slender hands, hands that can rest, now relieved of a century's weight. Evening has come. Rain on black locks and the dark unrose. Lily of the valley, a namesake almost, a favourite flower. Interlaced with your famous bouquets, the zeal and forceful grace of its lanterns, each inflorescence a silent bell disguising a singular voice. A blurred new day, breaks on the ground, on remote peaks and public parks, and everything turns on these luminous petals and deep roots. This lily that thrives between spire and tree, whose brightness holds and glows beyond the life